Before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. If you know me at all, you know my body is a mess. I've been in car accidents. I got bulge discs in my neck and my back. I got sciatica pain. Well, no more, thanks to St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. The difference with them is neurosomatic therapy, or NST. NST incorporates innovative ways to analyze and thoroughly explore your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and organs in order to find the hidden sources of the pain. And they're not going to go and just give you medication, move you around a little bit. This is intensive therapy that finds the root of your pain. The reason neurosomatic therapy works is because it looks at the body as a whole instead of focusing on individual systems. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Give them a call at 727-347-4325 and visit them online at stjohn-clarkptc.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Did you get scared?
No, I felt like I'm on the unofficial show, like the way you introduced it.
That's the way you gotta do it. Many years of podcasting has brought me to the point where I am a broadcast professional.
You are.
It is weird to say, because I feel like podcaster is an insult and a slur, but people are making careers out of it. But I feel like I have some sort of clout because I'm on the radio too, so I could say, oh, I'm on the radio, but I have a podcast now.
Yeah.
I started as a podcaster.
Same.
And then I eventually worked my way up into some sort of not authority, but just not just that thing that everybody hates. Nobody likes podcasters,
right? And it's like a fake career, even though it can be real.
Oh, it can be very lucrative though,
absolutely,
too, for some
but
people.
right for most it's not, but yeah, definitely to say I'm on an FM radio station heard all over Tampa Bay, Sarasota, and surrounding areas.
I feel like it gives me some clout,
credibility
that I can just talk about silly things and speak on it with some authority.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Your opinion matters.
Right,
not
because I'm paid for
it. Not all opinion matters, but yours does.
I'm paid for it. I don't know what's higher or lower on the scale. I don't know if like TikToker, YouTuber, podcaster, like where those rank. But
TikTok's got to be at the very bottom.
But they're so successful.
Does it? Absolutely, but it's like still a disgusting thing to be like, to say. Could you imagine saying, I'm a TikToker by trade?
I would love to say that.
Would you?
If I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know,
if you were a hot chick, a hot 17-year-old girl living with her parents.
Who's the biggest TikToker?
I don't know.
We probably have seen them before many times and don't even know it.
Well, I don't have TikTok, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't. I think the government's going to ban TikTok.
Yeah, because it's Chinese spyware.
It is legitimately spyware. Yep. Some guy on Reddit broke it down of what it actually is and what it does. It's malware for your phone that sends your info to the Chinese government.
Yeah, well.
It's very popular.
They can have it, you know. I mean, they shouldn't. I feel like I'm giving up
attitude
on surveillance. Like, I'm like, enjoy doing the dance with all the little, I'm a savage. Dirty, slutty, smelly.
There's careers that have been made from just like SoundCloud clips that people find it and use it as TikTok songs, start a dance craze. Not only is lucrative for the person who made the video, it's lucrative for the person who made the music. Now their music is used in all these clips. They become famous. Now they're so what's higher? SoundCloud artist. They make a lot of money.
Is that like podcaster,
YouTuber, TikToker? Is that how it goes?
You're just, I mean, this is obviously personal opinion, but yeah, I think TikTok is like the lowest form of entertainment. Which I know it's very addictive. I hear people
love it. Yes. Watch it. They'll spend hours watching it.
And it's like, it's the same thing. Like, you could watch the same dance, same 8-second dance for hours. And just watch different people do it. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But, you know, whatever.
I don't get it either. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I know you pay passive attention to these things. How familiar are you with Portland, Oregon? Do you know what's happening in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah. No, I'm more than passively
okay.
Like tuned into this sort yeah. of stuff. I don't go like as deep into you mm-hmm. know, as you do as thoroughly, but yeah, I understand. I know what's going on. I saw the lady with her legs spread towards the police. Mm. You know, that was a good shot. I wanted the photo from the other angle.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did that look like?
That would have been good. The TikTok riots, as they are becoming known, because it's a good opportunity to get your picture standing on top of a burned out police car. It's a good photo opportunity where you can spread your legs and a nice AP photographer will take your photo and you can make that your Facebook cover photo now.
Yeah, like I said, I want to see the RB side of things. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Yeah. I saw her full body and she was completely nude and she had a good set
yeah?
on her.
What about the rest of her?
I don't know. I don't know what the bottom half was looking like. I only saw the top. It looked like there was a lot of hair down below, but that's fine. You know, that's a body. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know?
You like that?
I don't like it, but, you know, it's fine.
You don't like it?
I'm not going to kick it out of bed for eating crackers. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Uh-huh. Did you see, like, the shape of her body? I think she was,
yeah,
like,
she's pretty fit.
Pretty good shape. She probably did yoga.
Yes, definitely. Probably a vegan, I would say. Ate well.
I would say so.
Uh-huh. Takes care of herself.
Gave you that granola vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
there's
Portland
a lot
for
of
you.
That in Portland. Yes. And I tweeted this because I know personally some of my friends have moved to Portland and they share an affinity for a few things. They share an affinity for vegan, gluten-free cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And they share an affinity for mental illness because they are severely mentally ill.
Yeah.
The two friends of mine, I'm sorry if they're listening to this, but you know who you are and you know I'm right. And I still love you. Like I talk to these people, not frequently, but often.
Male, female?
Female.
Okay. Female. I was going to say man bun, but I'm trying to think, do they have affinity for flannel?
Maybe sometimes.
And boxy jeans.
I don't really know what a boxy jean is.
Like not tight fitting, you know,
yeah.
kind of loose.
No, I would say it's more. That's you're talking about a lesbian's outfit.
No.
This is different from Portland.
No,
Portland's well, very hip and cool.
Yeah, but there's a huge queer community there.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. And so. You know who wanted to move to Portland?
You,
me. Back in 2003, 2004, I was seriously
cool
looking
to
maybe I can get into. Oh, it's
at least
beautiful.
It was, yeah,
it was back then, and that's how crazy things have gotten. Where I don't know if my politics have changed that much in a decade, but there's a section of politics that have completely left me and abandoned me because it seemed like a utopia, liberal utopia, where you could go and live and
drink
and they have
coffee.
It's artsy and everybody's cool.
And
it's diverse, which I didn't know that it's not diverse at all. In fact, it's one of the whitest cities in America.
I told you that.
And they're going nuts. The TikTok riots in Portland, Oregon. I watch the videos every night.
Is it
on
really
Twitter.
Called the TikTok riots?
That's what I call it.
Okay, okay.
I've heard it called the Instagram riots.
I think that's probably called, a better fit because that's for like still photos.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not like they're not doing like Megan the Savage.
TikTok.
Or Megan the
Stallion. I'm sure some are.
Yeah,
I'm sure some are.
Sure.
I just like the TikTok moniker because I feel like that's the stupidest form of social media.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
a lot of this is just LARPing. You know what LARPing is? Live action role play.
Is
you
that
see the nerds with the Nerf.
Yes. I saw it. And it's like a cosplay thing. I saw it at Comic Con.
It's just kids do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and
white,
adults
white,
do it. Many
white, white
kids.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And I saw, and that kind of cemented with me when I saw this line of a line of soldiers, I don't know what you call them, just people on the front lines against the police. And one of them was a doughy they. I don't know what her pronouns are. I think it was a woman, a doughy, like a
made pudgy. Of dough.
Yeah.
I was like, is that like a, I thought that
new
was
pronoun.
It was a gender pronoun.
It might be a new pronoun. I don't know. I don't know what his, her, they's pronouns are.
You got to go they's.
I'll just go with they's.
They's
and
is
that's,
my favorite
that's what
one.
I called her in the post. So they, and it, I started laughing so hard because, first of all, what are you going to do? These women, it's so many women in these fights, and I see the videos, they're in police officers' face, hulking men that are 6'5", you know, 270 pounds.
That's perfect, though.
They're screaming at them, punching them, hitting them, getting arrested.
If they know if they punch back, that's a losing battle.
It's
so,
we're gonna yes, you know. Yes. Well, that's definitely, there is something to be said for that, but I go, what are you, lady, you're in danger. What, you can't fight. They've watched so many Charlize Theron movies that they think they can beat men up.
They can't?
No, they can't.
But what about Kill Bill?
Yeah, I know. That's unfortunately, that's a movie. It's a fictional.
But, Wonder Woman?
Not a documentary.
Wonder Woman?
Right, right. Also not real.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, and I'm shocked by this, and I know we live in an age of equality, and women can do anything, but I don't know, and maybe some of them are.
But no, they can't.
But no, they can't. And, you know, maybe this lady, this doughy baby that I saw, maybe she trains in MMA. Maybe she could kick your ass.
Probably
I don't know.
Probably not, but could be.
I'm going to go with probably not. If I had to bet my life on it, I would go, no.
Probably not a Ronda Rousey.
No. Okay. I just have a feeling that, that's not the case. And I saw her. They have shields, right? Some of them have, I guess.
I saw a boogie board.
That's it. And some of them actually had shields. One of them had a, what do you call that, where you get on it and you ride down a snowbank?
A snowboard?
No.
A skimboard?
A sled. One of them had okay. a sled, and then this baby had a boogie board, which you ride waves on, and which I don't know why she had that in Portland, and she wrapped it. She was like, I can't bring a boogie board. This is going to look ridiculous. So what she did was wrapped it in duct tape.
I saw that.
and then made some sort of makeshift armband, and she's just standing there. On the end.
What a badass.
And I'm go. I de- that was, that's obviously hilarious. And I'm looking at these videos and I see these videos online. The thing with these videos is there is an agenda that these people are pushing that are putting out these videos. And I know this is on both sides of the divide here mm-hmm. because they'll put out, all of a sudden, like my friend Zach sent me this clip of, it just started with cops charging this person and beating the hell out of him with nightsticks. I shouldn't laugh. I mean, they really gave him a good rogering, this guy. Yeah, beat the crap out of him with nightsticks. And the agenda behind that is police are attacking protesters.
And this was,
innocent
I'm sorry,
protesters.
A recent clip?
Yeah.
Okay, so this wasn't
week.
Like a historical.
No,
okay,
this is this
okay.
week in Portland. And I go to him, I go, yeah, every time I see these clips, I go, what happened before?
Right.
Because there is a lot of, I've seen these cataloged of weapons that these people have, really sadistic knives, and I saw one
Mike
where it was like a,
things.
But yeah, they'll use any, they slingshots. There was one that was like a knife that you held like this, and then it had like a, you
almost
held
like
it like
you're
a
like
fist.
A Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, you
like
held, well, you held it in your fist, and it had like a blade that came out, so you like punch with a
like
blade.
Almost like a video game character.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I don't know where they got in the Renaissance Fair, I guess, or something. These weapons. I don't know, even know where you buy these yeah. things. Corona quarantine 2020. What did you do? Nothing, probably. Well, mostly me too. That doesn't mean you can't eat healthy and eat things that are good for you. You're getting Uber Eats every day. What are you doing? You're wasting a bunch of money, number one, and you're eating like a monster. Come on, man. Have some self-pride. Have some self-respect. Try NTT Nutrition. Check them out at nttfitness.com. They got good food. They got things that are good for you, and they are delivered right to your door, just like Uber Eats. Same thing, but you're eating things. You're eating macros and micros, whatever the hell that means. I don't know. I just eat it, and I know I feel better, and believe it or not, I'm actually looking better, too. Check it out. Use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout and get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com.
Anime for real life store.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on in the city because, you know, I'm seeing some of my friends post that this is the cops are, you know, kidnapping people. There's these federal agents are kidnapping people.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Now, this is like a... is this going on still because of George Floyd, or was there a separate incident that happened?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think this is about George Floyd anymore. I think it started out.
Right, but I mean, is it kind of like a continuation of that, or is it a separate incident that happened that triggered all this?
No, I think... Well, see, that's the thing. Press isn't asking them. Well, they don't really have any leadership, I would say. This is a whole city of mental illness that has just gone wild, I think. And I think this has to do more with Trump than George Floyd.
Sure.
And they're trying to goat him into, I guess, sending cops in and beating the hell out of everybody. I think what they want, and this is really morbid, and I don't like to look into people's hearts and minds because I don't really know what they think. They tell me something, and I can, at face value, and I can either believe it or not. I think they want a Kent State out of this thing. Do you know what happened at Kent State?
No.
There was a Vietnam protest at Kent State University,
Ohio?
And they ended up sending in National Guard. Yeah, and this was in the, 60s. I don't know, 60s or 70s. And the National Guard shot some kids on campus.
Oh.
And it was a big deal, obviously. And I think that's what press is looking for out of Oregon. And I think that's what some of these protesters are looking for. They want to be in the history books. They consider themselves freedom riders. They're overthrowing fascism, and they'll do whatever's necessary in order to do that. You see some of the things that come out of these protests. There's moms out there now. The press is obsessed with the moms. Literal moms.
With their babies with them?
No, they're just like older ladies, and they call themselves the Portland Moms, I think. And they're on the front lines holding hands,
like
protecting
Red
the
Rover.
Protesters from the police.
Oh, so they're not really, I mean, they're part of the protest, but not really?
They're part of the protest, but they're a barrier between protesters and cops.
Let me guess, mostly white?
Mostly white. Okay. Yep, as most of Portland is. And you see these videos of, and it's very, the press coverage and also the tactics remind me of Hamas and how they use human shields. Mm-hmm. And then they'll run behind a kid, throw a grenade, mm-hmm. and hold a kid in front of them.
Wait for the shot.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing.
Look, they're just kidding. Yeah. It's a lot of screaming out in pain while they strike you, it seems like, from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. But I'm also
uncommon.
Seeing videos of just police, you know, beating the crap out of people. I saw this video of this police, black dude, Portland police, like, saying this is out of control and this is nonsense. These people need to go home, essentially. And it's just not going to happen. And it's a weird... Like, there's still protests happening throughout cities, major cities, Chicago. Chicago's going nuts. New York is going nuts.
You mean with crime?
New York has a murder a day as it was. Now you're going on multiple murders
a
day.
I think it was like 15 people were shot in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, I think it was more
than
that.
Was it at a funeral home? Where was it at? It was something
there
like that.
There was, yeah, I did hear something about that there was some sort of... yeah, they were at a funeral home burying their or getting a casket or whatever you do, and then somebody else got murdered. I mean, there was one guy in New York that was walking across the street holding hands with his daughter. Drive-by, boom, killed him right in front of the daughter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is anarchy and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And not a good anarchy, but, like, when those power vacuums are always there, where you take out the power, it just becomes chaos.
Sure.
And that's what's happening in these cities, and these mayors don't seem to be doing anything about it. In fact, they're calling the federal police that are now arriving agitators.
Mm-hmm.
And they are to blame for this. It's a chicken and the egg scenario where we're trying to burn down the courthouse, the federal courthouse, because the cops are here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been trying to burn down this courthouse in Portland since the beginning. And that's why the federal cops showed up. Mm-hmm. They're just like hanging out inside, making sure they don't do that.
Right.
When they get too close, they come out there and arrest people or,
you
know, take them away. And the rumor was that a lot of the press ran with was that they're kidnapping people off the streets. And I went, yeah, that's not good. I don't like that.
Wait, I'm sorry, that like the National Guard or whoever's there is kidnapping?
Unidentified
personnel.
Personnel in army uniforms.
Are kidnapping people. To sell them on Wayfair.
Perhaps.
Let's combine a few things here.
Yeah, yeah. And I know this, the DHS secretary or whatever went off and said, no, that's not true. We're identified. We have badges on. And I forget the reason what he said. But you can't rely on any of this reporting. So I'm trying to figure out, piece it together on Twitter, but it's been so fascinating. And I don't like the idea of federal cops taking people and, you know, abducting them, even though I think that these people probably do need to be arrested.
Where are they? They're not putting them in like regular jail. They're,
I don't know,
kidnapping them. Is this something? Is this like trending on Reddit or something? What's going on?
You can find it on Twitter and stuff. And it's interesting because I saw even here, there's some local press that is just intent on, let's put it this way. I don't think Jane Castor, the mayor of Tampa, is going to be receiving a Best of the Bay award.
What is that? What did she do or not do? Did she say she's not defunding the police?
She's not going to defund the police.
What the hell?
That's a problem. They don't like that. And there is a new video that got released that apparently showed
that she is white.
An unprovoked attack from Tampa police on demonstrators on July 4th. Again, the problem with these videos is they're cut at a very strategic place. They start at a very strategic place, as it would seem, because you can't even trust video anymore. You don't know what you're seeing. You don't know what you can believe.
Wasn't there like with the Covington kids? I just saw something.
Yes.
I think they won like $250 million or something crazy.
They had two lawsuits. They settled with CNN. They just settled with Washington Post. He got millions, this Sandman kid. He's got six more to go of lawsuits, and he is knocking them down. Once the evidence comes out, the discovery comes out, they go, yeah, you guys can't do that. You slandered this kid, and you put his life at risk. And they happily did it. And I might put some of these conglomerates out of business, you know, news conglomerates. That's no good. But that's the only way these people are going to learn. And I don't even think they're going to learn then, you know. But he's going after Twitter. He's going after all these people. Good. Yeah. So this video, it was posted on Facebook by a person named G.R. Goodwin on July 19th. It showed a crowd of about 100 people peacefully. This is what they always do. Peacefully and nonviolently. That's peacefully, you know, to use it too. But they're really trying to hammer it home, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying to hammer it home that these people are totally innocent.
Usually, my favorite term that they use is when someone is starting trouble, they'll go, an activist was, you know, brutalized by a white police officer. Mm-hmm. What were they doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they never ask that question. It's always just some systematic oppression,
activist.
Right? And it says they were peacefully and nonviolently blocking traffic.
What?
Inhibiting somebody's movement, I wouldn't say is peaceful.
No, it's not.
It's not peaceful, but it's a tactic that they tend to use. It was on Northdale Mabry Highways. They headed north past Spruce Street. And then the quote is, here come the popes, O.S. He uses the S word, says Goodwin in the video. At the 30-second mark of the clip, officers can be seen rushing over to the crowd on bikes, violently pushing over at least one protester. The writing is beautiful. A thrown object is visible at the 107 mark, but this happens more than 30 seconds after officers are seen fighting with protesters.
So, like, the
so they were throwing stuff, and they're saying that the cops just went. I guarantee you that's not the case. Guarantee you they were throwing stuff, and somebody got hit, and then they went, okay, well, it's not peaceful anymore, and then they went in there and started arresting people and busting heads. And then an officer let off a single burst of pepper spray. Which is what you do in a riot.
Which is, I mean, I think the best thing that you can do. I'm sure it can cause real damage, but for the most part, it's painful, but
yeah.
You recover.
It sucks. Yeah. And this writer says it's important to note that while blocking traffic is illegal, it's also common, nonviolent form of civil disobedience.
Disobedience.
And again, the peaceful thing, you're inhibiting somebody's movement. Is not peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You're blocking somebody from getting to where they need to be.
And it could be like an emergency vehicle. Like, I always think about an ambulance, and you're going to block an ambulance.
Well, that was a big thing too. That
on a major road?
They had, they're saying, oh, they would let emergency vehicles through.
You don't know that.
And they have video. But see, I've seen video of them letting an ambulance through. I've also seen video of here in St. Pete of them blocking an emergency vehicle. So depends. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's not one size fits all here. On July 4th, the Tampa Police Department released a statement to the Tampa Bay Times saying that the TPD targeted several organizers and leaders of the protests after several warnings to disperse. While attempting to lawfully arrest one subject, officers were surrounded by a large group and began to close in on the arresting officers and officers who were working to provide security. Members of the group began pushing against the bike officers, who deployed two short bursts of pepper spray to push the group back. One protester, 21-year-old Jakari Wilson, who the Times said faces felony charge of criminal mischief resulting in damage of $1,000 or more and a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest without violence and violating City Ordinance 1441, I don't know what that is, disputed the police department's version of events and said there's entire video evidence to back up his claim, which I'm assuming is this video that starts conveniently or is edited conveniently.
Sure.
There's video evidence that shows that never, ever happening. I got charged by the officer while I was backing up and fearing for my life. He pushed me into the car, and video evidence shows that. When Creative Loafing Tampa Bay reached out to the TPD officer for further comment, the spokesman said, we've already released a statement on the event. Three CL photographers, Chandler Colada, Dave Decker, and Ashley Dewdon.
I don't know.
We're also covering the protest that day and documented the scuffle in a series of photos. Mm. As you know, photos tell a whole story.
Sure.
Officers can be seen on the ground struggling with protesters as well as firing pepper spray. And some of their contentions here, too, is I saw this same outlet released an article about how the TPD had used 243% more pepper spray than in previous years.
Mm.
Okay, that's not good. But what happened in the end of May and the beginning of June?
Right.
We had riots. Buildings were burning to the ground.
For like 6 weeks straight. Five, 6 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Every day.
So, yeah, I'm sure that there probably was more. I mean, this is just common sense here. But the way they just take the protester side is really something to see. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Get your hair cut, get your nails did, look good, feel good. Chrissy will take care of you. Make your appointment today over at truvysalonandspa.com. Tampa Bay Times does the same crap.
Yeah, yeah.
The Times absolutely does the same stuff. And it's funny to me watching them go, what the F? Now the protesters are mad at us. They're totally on their side. I've seen the coverage.
Why are they mad at them?
So this happened on the 18th. So Jamal Talaji, sorry, dude, if I'm getting your name wrong, which I am, says the Tampa Bay Times removed our reporter from tonight's St. Petersburg protest. It was a small march, about 6 to 8 young men, and they became hostile towards a reporter. This is the second Saturday that a small group of young male protesters in St. Pete menaced one of our reporters. Tonight's issue was the Journalism Matters t-shirt. I can't do that. It's all Black Lives Matter. It can't be journal. It's too close. I think that was probably an issue for them. And demonstrators found it disrespectful. Says our journalists have worn Times gear and badges throughout the protest so everyone knows who we are. It's called transparency. The Tampa Bay Times has spent 7 weeks covering St. Pete and Tampa protest movements. Recently, both grew hostile towards us. Some protesters have criticized our coverage, just like officials have, and that is their right. But it is interfering with our ability to bear witness.
They're treating them very generously, it seems like.
I mean, in the
reporting, even though they're being hostile towards them, they're like, we understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
They're being hostile, but that's their right. And
I saw a photo of this one girl. I mean, these are little kids that are out there reporting on this stuff.
Oh, reporting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And protesting.
Right, both sides.
But a lot of the reporters are, I mean, fresh out of school. And they seem to have a slant just from their tweets and the way they report things. They put, one girl posted a video of, says, so-and-so, I forget the name, was hit by a rubber bullet, and St. Pete police had denied, you know, firing rubber bullets. I don't know if they did. Maybe they did. I don't know. Doesn't mean that it was
unwarranted.
Right.
Yeah.
Even, but they said they didn't, so whatever. And I'm looking at the picture. Have you seen what a rubber bullet does to you?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it's painful.
It's very painful.
Like a paintball, like that sort of a...
More so, because it doesn't break.
Okay, more severe.
So it leaves a huge
welt
and bruise. I mean, it's disturbing to look at. Look up rubber bullet injuries or whatever on Google. This looks like she got hit by a skateboard and she's got a scrape on her leg.
Okay.
But I can see, and this reporter is just reporting what she's told, you know? But you would think that this person says they got hit by a rubber bullet. Let me look up what a rubber bullet injury is.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not that.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kind of roll with that. And it's, New York Times did this too, where they were in Portland, and they didn't mention that these protesters are trying to burn down the courthouse. They've been at it for weeks. And the mayor of Portland still says, this is unwarranted, get these troops out of here. Take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. You know, so yeah, you're going to lose a courthouse. What is a federal courthouse doing in Portland anyway? Doesn't need to be there.
Just take
get
it out.
Rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, these cities, let them burn it. Let them burn it to the ground.
Okay.
I don't really care anymore.
Let the city deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that that's problematic in case there's, I don't know, people in the building and yeah, they?
Well, the only people that are in it right now are federal officers.
Right, but I mean, of course, if you have people burning down buildings, a lot of people could get hurt doing that. You know.
I don't give a S.
Okay.
Burn it. I mean, like, what are we? It's a no-win situation.
Right.
There's two conflicting narratives that are running, which is these people are monsters. They're beating up these people. They're fascists. There's also another narrative that you'll see on online, which is the president isn't doing enough to stop the chaos. You got to pick one and have both. I think in these cities, just
let them burn.
Let them burn. Get the hell out of there. Let them burn.
But then it's like, will that cost? I mean, the answer is yes, but then they'll need more federal funding to rebuild, you know?
And no, don't rebuild.
Don't rebuild.
Just get the hell out of there.
Okay.
You don't need to be in Portland, Oregon. That's a safe space. Make that a safe space for the babies.
But I mean, forget about just the courthouse. Like, yeah, they're also probably going to vandalize businesses and roads, and I mean, we saw what happened in Seattle. I mean, they're cutting up the street and everything like that. Are we just gonna leave it in ruins or?
Well, it's funny because they had that chop zone in Seattle, the independent city blocks that were taken over by guerrilla militants, I guess. And the mayor there in Seattle just said, "No, it's a summer of love." You know?
It's a festival.
Yeah, it's just going to be great.
Street fair.
It's going to be great. And then these mayors find out, they show up on their doorstep, which is what these protesters did. And then she went, "Oh yeah, this is done.
We got to get in there now.
You're not going to come to my house
and do it.
They like it when it's other people's.
Yeah.
They don't really have a problem with it. But if it's out in front of their doorstep, then. And I even saw poor Mayor Kreisman had some protesters out in front of his house on 4th of July. Mayor of St. Pete. Yeah. But
does he even live in St. Pete?
Yeah.
Is that most mayors do that? Like they got to live in that city? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's
customary. They want to commute to work.
I don't know if you have to, but.
Probably not, but.
It's a better look to at least live in the city. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on in the world because it is very interesting. And I even saw a friend of mine, like, this is, I feel like talking about this stuff has costed me acquaintances.
Of course.
People that I would normally, because everybody's such binary thinkers that if I'm talking against what they're saying, that I must be on the other side. But there's not another side. There's a spectrum there.
Sure.
You know, and it's a 3D chart. It's not a 2D chart.
Well, I mean, for you.
Yeah.
Or it really is. It's like probably more like 4 or 5D because there's so many moving parts. But for you know, simpletons,
right,
to say it. It's just either black or white.
Or it's just easier sometimes to just follow. Like, I think a lot of people just...
If you have a script to follow, yeah, that would be much easier. You don't have to think for yourself. You just right. go, oh, wait, what does my camp say? It says this? Okay, well, then you're wrong. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And I get that. I understand that. And I wish I was able to shut my mouth with some of those people, because I know they don't care about what I think.
And you're not going to change any
minds.
Not going to
change
their
mind. The only thing I'm going to do is irritate them, make them roll their eyes and be like, I thought that guy was cool, but he's
not
a Nazi or whatever. So
you do have a Nazi haircut.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Yeah, thanks.
It's good.
Yeah, appreciate it. Had good style. Yeah. I'll give him that at least. Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking at this stuff, and whatever it is, I cannot help but to say something if something is so outrageous and off the wall. So, this dude, it was a Ben Shapiro clip, which,
okay,
he's a Nazi too. He's Jewish, but he's a Nazi.
With a yarmulke.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of those before.
Right.
Yeah.
It has a swastika on top of it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's crazy.
And the quote was so, like, not, didn't, it was so, like, banal.
Like benign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben Shapiro had said that people let their feelings get in the way of politics and they're not using logic.
Okay. Like, and facts don't care about your feelings sort of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, that type okay. of thing. And I go, yeah, that's probably true.
That controversial?
Yeah. And then the guy was saying that, you know, oh, empathy should rule, you know.
Ooh, no.
And that is, yeah, me too. I went, no, that's not good, because then you just feel bad for somebody.
Isn't this why they tell doctors not to take care of their own family? Like, they shouldn't have their parents or kids as patients.
Think logically,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So you just maybe give over-prescribe stuff so they don't feel pain, but it's not necessarily what they need. It's like stuff
right.
like that.
And I just made the comment of empathy is good, but we need to have logic and reason to solve the problem so we don't have to pity these people anymore.
Sure.
Like, we can help them get out of this thing.
Actually,
like, he's
solve
right.
the problem.
You know, I'm sorry, but he's right.
But couldn't you even say that you can be empathetic through the eyes of logic, because logic and reason is what will solve the problem? So if
that's
you really
what, yes,
are
exactly.
empathetic and you feel sorry for these people, okay, how can we solve
can
the
we
problem? How can
things?
We actually fix
yes.
it instead
yeah.
of just saying nice things or posting a black square? Like, what can we actually do here?
Do.
Constructively.
Right. Action.
Right.
Yes, and you need logic and reason and know how to make a charts and graphs and...
Venn diagrams
and...
pie charts.
And cost-benefit analysis to figure out what's the best way to solve these problems. And I know that I'm probably unfollowed now. He's probably done with me just from that little comment, but... I couldn't help myself, because I just know that's, like, maybe, and I think, like, maybe I can, because I don't think people get a lot of pushback on these opinions, because they're very safe opinions.
Mm.
So those point of views are nicer than, say, somebody who goes, well, I think we should use logic instead of just feeling bad for people. Feeling bad for somebody is nicer, right? Because you go, like, oh, it sucks. You're, you know, I'm...
Mm-hmm. Compassion.
I'm a comrade with you. Yeah. I feel your pain. But they're not making any moves to actually change anything.
Right, right.
So it always seems to, and so people don't get pushback for those types of
mm-hmm.
Opinions.
And when they do,
online.
They lose their mind.
They're not used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
I told you my cousin and I had a little bit of a squabble, and it didn't. She was saying things like they were facts,
mm-hmm.
and when I just was like, could you name one example of Trump
yeah.
being racist?
Yeah.
Just concrete. And she just started losing her mind. She's
right.
like, I can't even believe you're asking me this.
Mm.
There's so many. I said, please name one.
Just one.
Just
yeah.
one. Could you? And it's so funny, because it's like, it's something that's in the ether, but there's like no real concrete evidence of it. And everything that is, in, for example, concrete, like she said, the Charlottesville thing. I go, well, that was taken out of context. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not a rah-rah Trumper, and I don't think he's a nice guy, and I think he's a jerk, and
right,
there's a possibility
right.
he was banging kids on Epstein's Island. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah.
Who knows? But I don't think he's racist. Like,
well, he might be.
He could be.
But in that instance, that was a quote that was totally taken out of
context. Sure.
Much like the pea hat thing, where he's grabbing him by the pea.
Yeah.
I've had that argument with so many of my
they
female
let
friends.
They let you, he said.
Boom. Right there.
Yeah.
They let you do it. That implies consent. That, yeah. That's what you're all about, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah, well, he's a pig. Yeah, sure. I agree with that.
He's a jerk.
But he's not a, you know, an assaulter.
Right.
Like, language is important. Words do mean things. Mm-hmm. And it gets lost in the... So, but when you defend that, and it's not because it's you're on their team, but it's just wrong.
It's just unfair.
It's not correct. Right. It's not reality.
And it's unfair. So yeah. You want to kind of, you want to like argue facts with facts. Like if you're just making stuff up, like let's have a real argument where we're talking facts versus facts. Like, is this policy the best for this or is this policy? But when you're just talking about he's a racist or mm-hmm. he's not a nice guy. Yeah. Okay.
And that's what they used to have, like the Sunday shows. You would have like somebody from the left and somebody from the right, and they would talk about oil trade or something and yeah. what to do, and it was super boring.
Right.
But that's when and then everybody would go, well, thanks for the discussion, and they go, okay, thank you, and they'd shake hands at the end, and, yeah. and that would be it. But we're so polarized now.
You spin that person's
I
face.
Mean, my God, like if you say like, no, they said he lets you, they'll let you do it. You're defending rape. And you go, what? No, I'm not. So it's just safer to just mm-hmm. either shut up,
yeah,
which is probably the way to go.
It really is.
And I just can't. If it's so clear in reality, like I even had my buddy, they were talking about Trump said the coronavirus is a hoax. No, he didn't say that. I've watched the clip. They didn't say that. Or he didn't say that. And my buddy who's, you know, I would say leans to the left, pulled me aside privately and said, because I got in a fight with my friends about it. And he goes, yeah, Trump didn't say that. I go, I know. Thank you. But why couldn't you have gotten my back a little bit yeah. like afterwards or when it was happening? But it's just a safer position just to keep your mouth shut and move on. And I don't know how it got to that point where people are just totally, but I'm also finding out too that a lot of my friends, even the ones that are smart, don't know anything about what's happening in
willfully
this culture.
Ignorant.
I don't know if it's that they just go, ah, I'm not going to check this out, or they just don't know what's happening. You know,
well,
like,
I mean,
I'm pretty engaged online and on Twitter.
Perhaps it just doesn't pique their interest, or they just,
right. I think that is.
And I think that is a better and more healthy way to
oh
live life.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
To be honest with you, I know we talked about it a little bit on my shindig, but I think that that's a better, healthier way to live. I think it's important to know what's going on, generally speaking, but when you just like doomsday scroll and you get like way too into it and all you want to talk about is politics, it's not healthy.
No.
Because you're always just going to be agitated and angry and anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing my best to get out of it. I haven't been successful as of yet. I'd like to live like an expatriate in my own country where you follow the laws, you pay the taxes, you don't concern yourself with politics. Like, it would just be like if you moved to Peru. If I moved to Peru, I would follow the laws.
Sure.
I would, you know, pay whatever tax I would need to pay. Uh-huh. And I would probably have a passive interest in, Diego Montoya is our president. Okay, seems all right. You know?
Incas, cool.
Yeah, I think okay, you know, I'm probably not going to vote, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Do it up. That's the way I'd like to live in this country. I don't know if it's possible at this point. But
I did it yesterday. I was kind of proud of myself. I was got my hair did, and I was there for like 3 hours. It was like a whole process with the color, the cut, et cetera. And I'm talking to this chick, and she's Romanian, and it was funny because at work I was telling the guys, I'm like, oh man, I'm not looking forward to like 3 hours of small talk. But she was like, she had a past, you know, and I was asking her about Slavic languages. She had just been to Palestine, and we were talking about like the Banksy Hotel and the West Bank. It was really, really cool and interesting conversation. And at one point, almost like it was fact, she said something about like Trump or implied it.
Yeah.
And we're having such a good vibe, mm-hmm. such a good hang that I just went, yeah, like he sucks.
Right,
like,
right. It's just like, easier.
I was like, oh, I'm having fun. I'm smiling. Why would I like get into it? And also she's doing my hair. I don't want
right.
her to F up my
up.
Hair.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, there's incentive there.
yeah.
too.
I'm like, yeah, totally. F that guy.
There's incentive to follow the, and it's crazy because I saw this survey that 62% of Americans say, they have political views that they are afraid to express. I'm surprised it's not more either. But I think that, I don't know. I've talked to some of my friends and they are optimistic for the future. And some that, like me, that are not, I'm hopeful, but not optimistic. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I hope things go well.
But you don't think that they will.
I don't think that, like, if Joe Biden becomes president, I don't think things are going to get better. I think they're still going to try to burn down the courthouse in Oregon.
Possibly.
If Joe Biden's president.
It would be weird if suddenly the virus disappeared.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't seem to be in Portland for whatever reason.
Okay.
You don't really hear about, you hear about Florida, you hear about Arizona, you hear about Texas.
California.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they shut down the whole state.
I hear about Florida and Arizona every day and how terrible they're doing and all the news that I watch. All right, well, we'll end it there. This is too long as it is. But thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
And you can check out her podcast, which I am on. We're going to do this thing where we kind of like Anna picks some time and talks about what she wants to talk about.
We talk about penises on mine.
Yeah, circumcision, and she gets a curse on hers. Yay. So check it out. You can follow her at Anna Hummel Radio. Follow me at @home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.